Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A Kentucky grand jury has brought no charges against Louisville police for the killing of Breonna Taylor during a drug raid gone wrong. Prosecutors said today that two officers who fired their weapons at the black woman were justified in using force to protect themselves. Instead, Officer Brett Hankinson was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the apartments of Taylor's neighbors. Taylor was shot multiple times by officers who burst into her home in March during a narcotics investigation. Protesters began marching in Louisville immediately after the charges were announced. Many people were expressing anger and frustration that the grand jury did not do more. Yesterday, an environmental law group asked the Florida Public Service Commission for an emergency order preventing electric companies from disconnecting overdue accounts. Major utilities stopped shutting off power in March when the COVID-19 pandemic forced many businesses to close, but utilities have resumed disconnections. That puts more than 1 million people at risk of losing power. Bradley Marshall is an attorney for Earth Justice.
The CDC has already enacted a nationwide moratorium on evictions because of the current pandemic. And Florida law has recognized that cutting off electricity amounts to an eviction because of the necessity of electricity to safely live in Florida. And so what we're trying to do here is prevent an end run around the CDC moratorium. Long-term debt relief is certainly something that we're going to have to be thinking about in order to get a lot of these people back on track. One of the people we're representing is over $2,000 behind on her electricity bill. And even on a bill repayment plan, she has no way of making that up.
Marshall says 23 other states now have moratoriums in place. Florida is the largest state without one. The Public Service Commission has said it will let some utilities request rate hikes to cover losses for shareholders, but Marshall says customers will need relief too. According to the Tampa Bay Times, Florida added nearly 2,600 new cases of coronavirus in the last day and 203 more deaths. Social media disinformation, right-wing news outlets, and even some of the nation's most powerful leaders have stirred up a new boogeyman for many Americans to fear, Antifa. President Trump has said the federal government will designate Antifa as a terrorist organization and blamed it for violence at protests against racial injustice and police brutality. But FBI Director Christopher Wray told a congressional panel last week that Antifa is more of an ideology or a movement than an organization. Mark Bray, author of the book Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook, says Trump and his allies are demonizing Antifa to divert attention from the popular Black Lives Matter movement. Desmond Meade says he will match up to $75,000 worth of donations to pay for felons, fines, fees, and restitution. Meade heads the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. He made the announcement on a live stream after his request for a full pardon was postponed by the state clemency board.
This is nothing but another opportunity for us to highlight why we need to change our clemency policies and why it's important to make sure that we free the vote in Florida, that we do not deny democracy to people who have served their time.
At the same time, the board approved civil rights restoration for FRRC Deputy Director Neil Voles. The FRRC led the 2018 amendment clearing the way for most felons to vote after completing their sentences. A recent court ruling upheld a state law requiring them to repay all legal fees prior to registration. In recent days, the FRRC has raised millions of dollars to fund that effort. Former President Richard Nixon and future President Donald Trump struck up a decade-long correspondence in the 1980s that meandered from football and real estate to Vietnam and media strategy. Their letters are being revealed for the first time in an exhibit that opens tomorrow at the Richard Nixon Presidential Library and Museum. They show the two men engaged in something of an exercise in mutual affirmation, and they craved validation. The museum shared the letters exclusively with the Associated Press ahead of the exhibit's opening. The remnants of Tropical Storm Beta are expected to move through North Florida tomorrow and Friday. The system has already produced flooding rains over parts of Texas and Louisiana, and meteorologist Megan Borowski says there will be a potential for flash flooding. Heavy rainfall between 2 inches and 3 inches will be possible in the Florida Panhandle.
While the bulk of the rainfall should occur to our north, we could receive between 2 to 3 inches of rain. And after getting pounded by Sally last week, this additional rainfall could easily trigger flash flooding.
Borowski says there's no hurricane activity anticipated for the next few days. This is the first time since September 7th that no tropical cyclones have been monitored by the National Hurricane Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of a rain shower with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.